Hello,
my name is Jennifer Yemen.
On behalf of Kat and Mutch and Rosamond, welcome to another program in our series of podcasts on selected topics on aircraft finance. Our programs are geared especially to early and mid-career bankers, lawyers, and other aircraft industry participants. But there is something for everyone. Today's topic is aircraft lease novations. After discussing what exactly a lease novation is, we will then cover the following provisions of a novation: effective time, conditions precedent, and maintenance reserves. So, you may be wondering what exactly is a novation. Novation means substitution. In any aircraft purchase in which the aircraft is being purchased subject to an existing lease, the purchaser, or a related party, has to be substituted for the seller, or a related party, as the lessor under that lease. In a lease novation, the existing lessor releases the lessee from the lessee's obligations, duties, and liabilities under the lease, and vice versa. Both the existing lessor and the lessee agree that they no longer have rights with respect to each other, and that they subsequently won't assert any claims against the other related to events that occur after the novation becomes effective. Once the old lessor has sold the aircraft, the new lessor agrees to assume the rights and obligations, duties, and liabilities of the lessor from that point forward. Similarly, the lessee acknowledges that its obligations are owed to the new lessor and agrees to perform these obligations under the novated lease. The lease novation can also set forth technical amendments that have to be made to the terms of the lease in connection with the substitution of one lessor for another. These amendments could include changing the bank account to which the lessee is directed to pay rent and changing the lessor's address for notices. These amendments, and the novation generally, would not be expected to reduce the rights of the lessee under the lease or increase the lessee's obligations. Now that you have a better understanding of what a lease novation is, we will begin to analyze specific provisions of any novation. The first is a term called effective time. This is the date and time at which title to the aircraft transfers from seller to buyer, and the rights and obligations transfer from old lessor to new lessor. The lessee has to know the exact time at which it must begin to pay rent to the new lessor and to cover the new lessor on the aircraft insurance. The effective time is customarily memorialized in an effective time certificate signed by the old lessor, new lessor, and lessee. Subject to an administrative changeover period of several days, the lessee will make all rent payments for payment dates after the effective time to the new lessor, or, in the case of a leveraged lease, to the new lessor's lender. However, because rent is normally paid in advance, a portion of the rent paid on the payment date immediately prior to the effective time is actually for the account of the new lessor. The parties handle that by reducing the purchase price for the aircraft by the pro rata rent for the period from the effective time to rent payment date next occurring after the effective time. Another important change at the effective time is the transfer of lessor covenants over to the new lessor. For example, the new lessor will assume the old lessor's obligation not to interfere with the lessee's right to quiet enjoyment. This means that throughout the lease term, unless an event of default by the lessee occurs, the lessor may not take or cause any action inconsistent with lessee's rights under the lease, including undisturbed possession and operation of the aircraft. Another covenant that the new lessor assumes is the obligation to discharge any lien on the aircraft that is not caused by lessee or contemplated by the lease, such as the lien of lessor's financing of the aircraft. Next, we will discuss another common provision in a lease novation, conditions precedent. Conditions precedent are circumstances that have to exist, including documents that have to be delivered to the old lessor, new lessor, and lessee, respectively, in order for the effective time to occur. These documents are designed to put the new lessor in the same position as the old lessor in terms of perfecting its rights in the aircraft and lease, airframe and engine warranties, insurances, and rights upon a lessee default. For example, the new lessor will wish to receive documents from the lessee showing the status of the lessee and its authority to sign the novation. These documents include the aircraft's certificates of registration and airworthiness, the airline's air transport license, the lessee's most recent annual and quarterly financial statements,
and a copy of the lessee's maintenance program for the aircraft. The lessee will also provide a certificate of insurance on the aircraft, complying with the requirements of the lease, and showing the new lessor as lost payee on the whole insurance and an additional insured on the third-party liability insurance. One other important document is a deregistration and export power of attorney. In most countries, an aircraft is registered in the name of the operator if different from the owner. Lessees in such countries will be asked to sign a deregistration and export power of attorney in favor of the lessor, or sometimes the lessor's financing party. In the case of a lessee default, this power of attorney would allow the lessor to apply to the Civil Aircraft Registry to deregister and export the aircraft in name of the lessee, who would presumably not be cooperating with the lessor at that time. The lessor could then lease or sell the aircraft to another airline. This power of attorney would have to take the form required under local law. This may include being in the local language and executed with certain formalities, such as a notarization. In some countries, the operator can revoke the power of attorney even if it states that it is irrevocable. In countries that have adopted the Cape Town Convention, the lessee will also be asked to sign an irrevocable deregistration and export request authorization, or IDERA, in which theory makes the local law power of attorney unnecessary, although a prudent lessor would obtain both. Last, we will discuss maintenance reserves in the context of a lease novation. Most aircraft leases are triple net, meaning, among other things, that during the lease term, the airline is responsible for maintaining, repairing, and servicing the aircraft at the airline's expense. Aircraft maintenance is expensive. Although the airline's maintenance authority will prevent the airline from operating the aircraft unless it has been properly maintained, an airline in financial distress could ground an aircraft, not perform maintenance, and eventually return the aircraft to the lessor in need of costly maintenance procedures. To protect against this risk, the lease will require that the lessee perform maintenance, repair, and overhaul on the aircraft unless the lessee's aeronautical authority-approved maintenance program. To ensure that the lessee has sufficient funds to pay for periodic maintenance procedures as and when they are required to be performed, many leases will require that the airline pay the lessor, along with basic rent, cash, which is called maintenance reserve. A maintenance reserve is a sinking fund. It consists of payments by the airline which build up over time, roughly to equal the cost of a specified maintenance procedure, such as an engine overhaul. Here is how the math works. As a rough example, let's say that an engine overhaul costs $2 million and must be performed every 2,000 cycles, a cycle being one takeoff and landing of an aircraft. The lease will require that the lessee pay the lessor $2 million divided by 2,000 cycles, or $1,000 for each cycle that the airline operates the aircraft. The lessee makes a payment every month based on the lessee's use of the aircraft in the prior month. So in our example, if the lessee operates the aircraft 100 cycles in a month, in the following month, the lessee will pay the lessor 100 cycles times $1,000 per cycle, or $100,000. Separate reserve amounts are payable by the lessee for separate maintenance procedures to the airframe, engines, and other components. The lessee is allowed to draw on a maintenance reserve balance when it performs or outsources an engine overhaul. What is important for a lease novation is to record at the time the novation becomes effective the balance of reserves that are available to the lessee when it next performs an applicable maintenance procedure. The obligation to pay a maintenance reserve balance to the lessee is a liability that the new lessor assumes. Correctly recording and account for maintenance reserve balances is important for the new lessor in calculating its overall purchase price for the aircraft. That concludes this presentation on lease novations. We covered a lot of material, but hope you feel more comfortable with lease novations, their purpose, and some of the features they include. Please check out our other podcasts on aviation finance on the Katten, Muchin, Rosenman website. Thank you for joining us.